Long and long ago, there lived in the North Country, which is called Pohjola, a clever youth. His name was Jougahainen, and he thought himself even cleverer than he was. In those days, when the world was new and cold, the power of a man lay not only in the strength of his arms. He must have a knowledge of many things and a fine voice. For to know the name of things and to sing well was a way of making magic. And young Jougahainen was sure that he could sing better than any maker of songs that ever lived. Well, one day Jougahainen went to the village, and he overheard all the old men and women and all the young girls and boys talking about another singer. He was from Kalevala, the land of heroes. He was the oldest of magicians, born of the Mother of Waters, and he had all the wisdom of the world. Lusty old Wainamoinen, they called him. And the fame of his singing had gone forth until it reached as far as the North Country. "He can sing, oh, he can sing," said the young girls. "Better songs than you know how to make, Jougahainen," said the young boys. "Better songs than your father taught you, Jougahainen," said the old women and the old men. Jougahainen was furious. He went home and told his mother all he had heard. "Mother, I need to go to the land of heroes, and I will challenge this Wainamoinen. No doubt I will come off best, and then everyone in the North Country will know that there is no singer greater than your son, Wainamoinen, Jougahainen." "Oh, no," his mother said. "Wainamoinen is a mighty singer, and he will sing against you." "No, indeed," said his father. "Wainamoinen will sing your mouth into a snowdrift. He will sing your hands and feet into ice." "My mother is wise, and my father is very wise. But I know better. I will defy this Wainamoinen. I will sing my own songs. I will sing him into stone shoes and into wooden trousers. I will sing his hands into stone gloves and his head into a helmet of stone." Then Jougahainen went to the stable and fetched his horse, a fine horse whose mouth breathed flame and whose hooves struck sparks when he stirred. He harnessed him to a golden sledge, mounted his seat, brandished his beaded whip, and thundered away. He traveled for 3 days, and on the third day, he arrived to the sweet fields and broad heaths of the land of heroes. Now it happened that Wainamoinen, the oldest magician, was also driving there and on the same road. Jougahainen saw him, but he did not stop. He drove on, and he drove fast. Whack! Suddenly, the sledges jammed. The shafts were wedged together. The horses' harnesses were wedged together. The reins all tangled. And the runners were dashed to pieces. The shafts sent forth a steam like smoke, and the runners dripped snow water like sweat. So the two stopped, looked at each other, considering. "Who are you?" asked old Wainamoinen. "And how were you brought up, that you drive on without thinking? My sledge is smashed to pieces." "My name is Jougahainen, but you ought to tell me who you are too. From what race do you belong? From what low class do you come from?" "Young man, if you are Jougahainen, then you should move aside, for you are the younger." "Who is younger and who is older is no concern of mine. All that matters is who is wiser. Let the man who knows most keep the road, and let the stupid yield." "If you are old Wainamoinen, let us set ourselves to singing. We shall see who can teach the other and who is the greater master of song." "What knowledge do I have? What songs can I sing? I have lived all my life quietly on these moors, listening to the cuckoo singing at the border of my own fields. But never mind that. Be so good, young man, as to tell me all that you know. Relate the sum of your wisdom." "I know this. I know that the smoke hole is in the roof, and the fire is in the hearth. The seal lives a pleasant life, feeding on salmon and herring. The pike spawns in frosty weather, and the perch in the summer season. If that is not enough for you, I will tell you weightier matters. In the north, they plow with reindeer, in the south, with mares, and in far-off Lapland, they use elk. These are the stories for children. It is not suited to bearded men. Tell me words of deep Wisdom, tell me of everlasting things. Very well, I will tell you more. I know that the titmouse is a bird, and the viper is a snake, and that the rough is a fish. I know that iron is hard, and that boiling water is painful, and that scorching fire hurts. Is that all that you know, or is this the end of your nonsense? Oh no! I can tell you many little things. Well, I remember the time when I plowed the ocean and hollowed out its depths. I made the lakes, heaped up the high hills, and formed the rocky mountains. When the earth was created, I planted the pillars of the sky and reared up the arch of the heavens. And it was I who sent the moon on its journey, taught the sun its path, and sprinkled the heaven with stars. You are a liar. You have no shame. Certainly you were not there when the depths of the ocean were hollowed out and the high hills were heaped up. No one had ever seen you when the pillars of the sky were planted. No one had even heard of you, Jokainen, when the moon was sent on its journey, the sun taught its path, and the sky was sprinkled with stars. If I am ignorant, then I will look for knowledge at a sword's point. Let us measure blades, Wainamoinen. Let the blade decide between us, you broad-mouthed singer. I am not afraid of your blade, and I'm not afraid of your knowledge. I will not draw my sword on such a weakling. Well, this made Jokainen very angry. The man who will not fight, I will sing into a swine. I have conquered heroes before this. Such a man I will sing into a snouted swine and fling him onto the dunghill in the corner of the cowshed. That was enough. Wainamoinen was filled with rage. And in his rage, he began to sing. He sang for an hour, and then another hour, and finally a third hour. Water swell and shake the earth, copper hills resound with thunder. My song shall shake the mountains, stones will break against the shore. You, Jokainen, sink into the deep. Your sled shall be rushes, runner saplings, reins in alder. Your whip the reed beside water, your horse I will turn to stone. Your sword I will turn to lightning, your dog I will turn to stone. Now sink, Jokainen, sink into the swamp. Sink, Jokainen, deep into the pit. And Wainamoinen sang Jokainen deep into a swamp, up to his hips in the marsh, and up to his armpits in quicksand. Then Jokainen knew the contest was over. His journey was ended, and he had been beaten by the oldest magician.
Oh, wisest Wainamoinen, reverse your magic, sing your song backwards. Please release me from this torment, loose me from this place of terror. Only set me free and break the spell, and I will pay you whatever ransom you wish.
What will you give me if I reverse my magic, sing my song backwards, and break the spell?
I will give you two splendid boats. One is a light racer, and the other bears the heaviest of loads. You have only to choose between them.
I do not want your boats. I have plenty of them myself.
The creeks are crowded with them, boats to face the gale, and boats to travel against the wind.
And he sang Jokainen deeper into the swamp.
Oh, wisest Wainamoinen, I will give you a golden hat and a helmet filled with silver that my father won in battle. I do not want your gold. I have no use for your silver. I have plenty of both myself. Every storeroom is crammed with treasure. Every chest overflows with gold as old as the moonlight and silver as old as the sun. And he sang Jougahainen deeper into the swamp. Oh, wisest Wainamoinen, I will give you all the corn stacked in my barns and all the yield of my fields. I don't want the corn in your barns, and your fields are beneath my notice. I have fields on every side, all rich with stacks. My corn is the finest that grows. And he sang Jougahainen deeper into the swamp. Now Jougahainen was up to his chin. His newly grown beard was bedraggled with mud. His mouth tasted moss, and his teeth bit on the roots of trees. Oh, wisest Wainamoinen, please reverse your magic, sing your song backwards. Only grant me my life and break the spell. My feet are in the stream. My eyes smart with sand. Reverse your song, break the spell, and I will give you my sister Aino. She will sweep your rooms and dust your floors, and she will keep the milk pots clean, and she will wash your clothes. She will weave you golden cloth and bake you cakes of honey. Old Wainamoinen was pleased with these words. It would be good to have a little Aino, Jougahainen's lovely sister, to care for him in his old age. So he sat upon a stone, rejoicing, rested, and then he sang. He sang for an hour and yet another hour, and finally for a third hour. He reversed the magic, sang the song backwards, and broke the spell. Jougahainen lifted his chin out of the mud and disentangled his newly grown beard. He led his horse down from the rocks, drew his sledge from the bushes, and found his whip among the reeds. Then he mounted his sledge and hurried home to his mother. He was full of gloomy thoughts, and he clattered along wildly and crashed the sledge at the door. His mother was frightened by the noise, and his father was furious. You reckless fellow, did you break the shafts on purpose? Why do you drive so wildly and come crashing home like this? Jougahainen couldn't hold back the tears. What's the matter, my son? His mother asked. Why are there tears in your eyes? I have a good reason to be sad, mother. I have been beaten by the oldest magician. I must cry and mourn all the rest of my days. Wainamoinen has beaten me, and what is more, I have pledged my little sister Aino to be his wife. I have promised my mother's darling daughter to take care of him in his old age and to wait on him always. At this, his mother clapped her hands in joy. What are you grieving about? This is no cause for tears. All of my life I have wished that we were kin to that high-born hero. All of my days I have hoped that the great singer Wainamoinen might take my daughter Aino for his wife. But when Jougahainen's little sister Aino heard his story, she did not clap her hands for joy. She began to cry, and she wept an entire day, and all of the next day. Why are you crying, my little Aino? Her mother asked. You are a lucky girl to win such a noble bridegroom. This is the great singer Wainamoinen, the oldest magician. Yes, he is an old man, Aino said sadly and kept on crying. She did not want to marry an old man, even if he was Wainamoinen the magician. You foolish girl, stop your crying. The sun shines on other doors and houses that are not your father's house. There are strawberries growing in meadows that are not your father's meadows. But Aino kept on crying, and still crying, she wandered into the wood to collect twigs to make bath whisks, one for her father, one for her mother, and one for her brother, young Jougahainen. And what strange things happened in the wood, you will soon hear.